The ZM Podcast Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the after party. We've just finished a 4-hour radio show. I'm operating off 4 hours sleep after 4 hours of solid partying at the Fred Again show last night. And as soon as we finish this podcast, I'm walking to my car. I'm driving to the emergency vet and I'm going to have them put me down. I'm going to get the injection.
I didn't know where that was going.
No, I was like,
put me down.
Thought he was going to say, like, I'm swinging through KFC, I'm getting some wicked wings.
No, I've done all of that already.
Yeah.
I had a fried chicken lunch.
Yeah.
And a burger.
Have you had one of those days as well where no amount of liquid, like you're like, you're operating multiple liquids at one time and you're like, yum. And then you're like, mom, I need that. And then I need that.
Yeah. Coffee, water, Powerade, and electrolytes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing today. And I'm not dehydrated. I reckon 95% of my hangovers are tiredness.
Oh, 100%. It is, that's what it is now.
Yeah. Because I stay hydrated.
No,
like,
no.
Like, at those gigs, I'm so scared of the hangover that I'm pounding the waters.
It just, I think what ends up happening is, I think what it is for us when we get a bit older, it's, there's something that happens with your brain that it just, like, as I say, it's the brain cells.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, like, being hungover and or going out after work all the time in my 20s. You could absolutely do your job 100%. Your brain was fine. Now, it's the brain cells.
And imagine if I had a real job. Like, imagine if my job was operating a digger or a forklift.
Or operating
or
on
surgery
someone.
Or surgery. Yeah, exactly. Or doing accounts for a big business.
No. You're not doing the pay. You're not doing the pay round today, Dels.
No, not a fucking chance.
No. But, I mean, do you know what, though? Don't be so hard. Here's the other thing, though. Don't be so hard on yourself. You were there with 12,000 other people last night having the time of your life.
On a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday, that wasn't your fault. That wasn't your fault.
I didn't put it on a Tuesday.
No, and so you
need to buy a ticket.
You need to.
It's not even my fault. I was there.
Oh my god! Now you can stop because I'm trying to be nice to you. Okay, I'm actually trying to be nice to you. We've got to be kinder to ourselves. You're okay. You're not a bad person.
Thank you.
You know,
I needed to hear that. I also had a friend message. Thank you. That meant a lot. I had a friend message me too that said, "I said I'm really paying for it today," and they said, "That's okay. The hangover will pass, but you were there." And you'll have the memory of that forever. You'll have a rough day today, and you won't remember that. You'll remember that you went to this show that you really enjoyed.
That's wholesome.
Yes.
So you went last night. Me and Brody are going tonight.
Yeah!
Are we allowed to complain as much as you did?
Fuck, that'd be punishing.
Yeah, gosh.
Wouldn't it?
We'll come in and just be like, oh, guys.
I'm attempting to be good. I'm attempting to be good, though.
I'm not.
No?
Nah.
If I've got you guys in fucking stereo on either ears complaining like that, that'd be unbearable.
I'm so hungover.
God, do you reckon I can get home before midnight, though? That's the question.
I did, and I live in the bush.
Oh, great.
I was in bed at 11:57.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Were you running out of time?
Did you Uber?
Running out. Yeah, Ubered. Uber pool. Oh, we didn't talk about this.
Uber pool.
Oh, yeah, the Uber pool.
I got in an Uber pool. I guess talk about now or never. Uber pool, for those who don't know, is where you offer to share a ride with someone that the Uber driver organises. You make one stop, so there'll only be, and you could be the first stop, you don't know.
Yeah.
It's cheaper, right?
It's cheaper. It's like 40% cheaper.
Whoa.
Wow.
And it was surging last night, and so it was going to cost me $100 to get home. And then the Uber pool was like, we'll get you there for 70.
Yeah.
And ended up costing me 45, even better. And I got in the car and there are these two girls in the back seat of the car and they're like, sit in the front. I was like,
get in the front.
I was like, no shit. Like, I'm going to squash in.
Yeah, yeah, awkwardly.
This giant fucking 37-year-old drunk man's like, girls, welcome to the Fred Again. I get in the front and these girls go, what do you do for a job? And I was like, I work on the radio. And they said, I knew it. We knew it. We knew you were Clint Randall.
Do you know what?
What did you say?
Who, for our overseas listeners, is on our rival radio station. And he just happens to have the exact same initials, first name and first
initial.
First initial. He's Clint R.
So it's quite funny.
We share the Clintosphere.
They're so confident.
I love that they asked you that.
Yeah.
What do you do?
No, because they recognised me, so they wanted to see if that was...
You should have replied, as if you don't know.
I should have replied, accounts.
Yeah.
I should have replied, digger driver.
And they're like, what? He looks just like this guy. Like,
well, you're munted, bro. I hope you're not working tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, boy. Yeah, okay. Now I'm even more thinking about how much I'd like to maybe just behave myself.
Oh.
I don't want to be you tomorrow.
Am I a cautionary tale?
Yeah.
You say that. You'll get there.
I know. That's the thing. The vibes
and it's such an emotive show that you'll get swept up in it all. If you don't drink beforehand, you might be fine because you won't want to duck out of the show to get in the booze queue.
No. That's yeah.
So it's the before. It's the pre's that'll root you.
It's a pre's that will overheard it, Fred again. Hey, it's the pre's that'll root you.
Yeah.
Is there an intermission like the Jonas Brothers?
For fuck's sake, Claudia.
Claudia went to
fucking
the Jonas
pull
Brothers.
Your head in.
They had a 20-minute intermission in the middle.
Because of his diabetes.
Yeah, because Nick's got diabetes.
Okay. Well,
so
I will not.
No intermission.
No intermission.
All right.
I said that they don't.
I'll push through.
And I got in trouble. Someone in the diabetic community said I was being ignorant. Well, that's because I fucking am. But I said, they don't need to do that. There's three of them. Just send Nick off for a bit and do some non-Nick songs.
Yeah. Do some Jonas, like Joe songs, the DNCE songs.
Let Kevin shine for the love of Elvis.
He could tell
for
some
God's
jokes
sake,
or something.
Honestly, let
Give
that
us some
boy
of Kevin's
live.
Solo stuff.
Just let Kevin, actually, send Joe out and let Kevin shine.
For once.
For once in his bloody life.
Do the Kevin eras to it. No intermission.
Okay, well, good
It
to
is
know.
An hour 35, an hour 40 of.
Oh, I can do that.
Hey, fun
non-stop.
Fact, I've gone braless.
Oh, yeah.
Is that good for a jumping up and down concert?
Yeah. Titties out for everyone.
Titty City.
Woo! No, it's just I've got one of those singlets on that I hate strapless bras, and there's no strap that's matching this, so it's like, all right. Little nips, let's go.
What about a Chick-fil-A, huh?
Oh, no. No.
And then you get home and you're like... throw it against the fucking wall.
Oh, my God. It was too good.
Shit, right. Pulled one of my nips off.
Oh, you fucking damn near do, don't they? Actually, it's probably been about 20 years since I've done that. Oh, my word.
All right, my booking at the vet is in 15 minutes, so
okay.
I need to go.
Run. Get out of here.
We need to go. Cremate me, that's my request. I don't want to take up any space. See you tomorrow.
All right.
Play. ZM's Brand Clint.
On Insta, Facebook, TikTok, and live weekdays from 3 on ZM.
Feed by KFC.
Get the full menu delivered to your door with the KFC app. Play
ZM.